producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we again just want to welcome you to the show. Listen now, if you'd like to jump on the radio with me at any time over the next 2 hours, please do give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I also wanted to let you know, friends, that what we're going to be talking about is what we have done in the public arena. What is the message that gets standing ovations everywhere we go? We know it's not us. We know it's the Holy Ghost. We understand all of that business. But what's the power of the message that you've been given over the last 15 years across the country? We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. But friends, I want you to go over and take a look at what's going on in your country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also jump over to our other website, which is SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Those two pages interact one with another. I also wanted to let you know, friends, if you'd like to jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio. Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Media. Sons of Liberty Media, the Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, double E Bradley Dean 1. And again, folks, the phone number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Yes, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible, terrible, terrible place to be when your brains or have your brains in someone else's head, right? And that's exactly what we see with politicians. And for those that did not know, politician is sort of a slang. It's a demeaning term. They are called to be statesmen or stateswomen. That's honorable. That means they represent we the people, not special interest. And statesmen and stateswomen are not those that sold their soul for 30 pieces of silver. I just wanted to add that into the equation so you can understand exactly what I'm saying. Again, friends, what I'd like to cover today, because over the last week we talked about much. We talked about Scalia. We talked about Black Lives Matters, and we exposed that for the lie that it is. We also exposed the fact that judges do not have the power to do what they want, when they want, and how they want, because they are not there to create law, to legislate law, or to take the pith and marrow, or to gut our freedoms that God has bestowed upon us. They're to discover and apply law. You can actually check that out as well on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com when you just get a moment here. Now, what I want to do is I want to show you why we're someplace in the United States every month, somewhere different every month. Why are we in demand? Why is it that we have spoken literally thousands and thousands of times across this country? What's the message? What's the big deal? Well, I want to tell you something. It took a long time to put it together. It wasn't just like, oh, I got a great idea and I got a little revelation and I threw it out there. No, it came line upon line, precept upon precept, incrementally, stage by stage. And what I did is I thought, well, Lord, what is the message that the people in this country need to hear? And it's interesting because I just shared this last week, friends. Someone had actually come up to me. It was our old sound guy. And he was a heathen. He was a Philistine. He was not saved yet. Let me say it that way. And interestingly enough, he called me and said, Bradley, I got to tell you something. He said, when I started working with you, doing your sound at the high schools across the country 15 years ago, he said, I just got to tell you, he goes, I thought you were crazy. And I said to him, why would you think I'm crazy? You knew me in the rock and roll scene. You know, furthermore, my brother said to my mom at one point, this was probably 15 years ago now, but she said, that's not the same Bradley that I knew a week ago. And I'm talking about what the Lord did with me through conversion. Because when the Holy Ghost comes about to shake you out of yourself so he can put the Holy Ghost and Jesus Christ within you, you need to understand that there is going to be a transformation that no one can deny. Going back to our sound guy, he said to me, Bradley, the things that you've been talking about over the last 15 years is exactly what we're dealing with today. I said, well, that's what's awesome about the Lord. He's prophetic. He's very much alive today. The gifts of the Spirit are still accessible. 1 Corinthians 12. God has not changed. Hebrews 13, Malachi 3:16. I'm the Lord thy God. I change not. He's still very much alive today, but we have to open our ears to the prophetic. And what does the prophetic do? It usually tells you what you don't want to hear. There's always warning that comes with the prophetic. And by the way, the body of Christ, the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the pastor, and your evangelist, Ephesians 11, you need to understand we all have one objective and we all have one end aim. And what is that? That Christ might be glorified. So I told him that. I said, you need to understand that he's very much alive, but we need to listen to the apostle, prophet, and the teacher, 1 Corinthians 12:28. And I said, it's interesting that you have, instead of the apostle leading the church, the American church has set up the pastor to lead the church. And then they wonder why everything is upside down and on its head. We need to get back to the proper structure, the apostle, the prophet, and the teacher. And when we do that, guess what? We're going to win the day because we're doing it line upon line is how the Lord established it to be and ordained it to be. And if we get outside of that, again, what's going to happen? We're going to get in trouble. And what's sad about what's going on in this country today, namely through the professed church, is there's so many people that are in the pulpits that are nothing more than hirelings. They want to be in the pulpit when, in fact, they have no business being in the pulpit. It's the same thing with politicians. Politicians scare the H-E double hockey sticks out of me, literally, when I see what they want, and they're willing to sell out everything in the way to get to the position of power. Let me say this. Those that want the position, they are not called of God. I want you to listen to me carefully. Those that are called by God, they are the ones that don't want to be there. The ones that want to be there are called straight from hell, and you can mark my words on it and rest assured, that's the fruit of these people. It was actually Mariah Woodworth Eder, the famous preacher back in the 1800s, who actually told the people of the time during the church, during the time of the establishing of our country, 100 years after the revolution, of course, which it was still being established, that listen, those that want to be in the pulpit, they're called of the devil. Those that don't want to be called, or those that don't want to be in the pulpit, they're called of God. I mean, look at any man of God. Moses didn't want to do that. He didn't want to do the Lord's bidding. He said, Lord, listen, I can't even talk right. I got a speech impediment. The Lord called him and he ordained him to do what he called him to do. And because of the Moses and because of the Aarons of the day that obeyed God, regardless of their insufficiencies or their lack of capabilities, we're talking about them today, and you do need to understand this before I get going on this message, that God equips the unequipped. You just have to respond to the call, and he'll do the rest. That's what's cool about him. Okay? So just so you know, what we're going to be talking about is, what is the big deal about your message? I'm about ready to give it to you on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. One more shout out, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I have a question for you. You ever wonder why the sun lightens our hair but darkens our skin? Just asking. Just asking. You ever wonder why the sun lightens our hair but darkens our skin? Or how about this one? You ever wonder why women cannot put on mascara with their mouth closed? I've always wondered that. It's like, what is the deal? Or what about this? You ever look at a mother feeding her baby? You know, she puts the spoon in the baby's mouth. It looks like she's the one actually receiving the food, right? Pretty bizarre, but that's how things go. You ever wonder why you never see psychic wins lottery? I want you to think about that one. Why is it that we never see the psychic that actually claims the lottery? We never see psychic wins lottery. You ever wonder why abbreviation is such a long word? How many syllables in that word, abbreviation? Why is abbreviation such a long word? Just food for thought, friends. Or what about this one? Why is it that doctors call what they do practice? And just think about this, friends. They get paid to do it. That's crazy stuff. Or what about this? You ever wonder why they call it chili when it's served hot? Just food for thought. That's all. Why is it that lemon juice is made with artificial flavoring and yet dishwashing liquid is made with real lemons? You ever wonder why? What about this one? Why is it that the man that invests all your money, why is he called a broker? Just think about what they are saying. Just think of the names. Or what about this one? You ever wonder why they call it Liberty Tax? And by the way, the tax system is supposed to be set up on a voluntary tax. Just in case you didn't know that. But we all know what happens if we don't pay taxes, right? And there is some lawful tax. And of course, we abide by those laws. You ever wonder why sheep don't shrink when it rains? Just food for thought. Or what about this one? I see this in California, in New York. Why is it the time with the slowest traffic, why is it called rush hour? I mean, it's opposite in its definition, correct? Or what about this one? My cats talk about this all the time. Why is it that there isn't any mouse-flavored cat food? Just food for thought. Or what about this one? Why didn't Noah swat both those mosquitoes? I've been in states where they just look at me like a deer looking in headlight because they don't understand that. But let me say that again. You ever wonder why Noah didn't swat both those mosquitoes? I mean, because if he swatted both those mosquitoes, we wouldn't have the issue with them today, right? But I guess they serve their purpose. What it is, I don't know. I'm from Minnesota, friends. Just so you understand, I know all the well. I know the history of the mosquito, let me tell you. Why is it that they sterilize the needle for lethal injection? It's not like they're not going to kill the dude anyways, right? You know that little indestructible black box that's used on airplanes? Why don't they make the whole airplane out of that stuff? Again, food for thought, just thinking about it. Or why did they call them apartments when they're all stuck together? Here, I'll say that one again because most people pause there. Why did they call them apartments when they're all stuck together? Or what about this one? If con is opposite of pro, is Congress opposite then of progress? And it's interesting when I do tea parties, all of a sudden people start getting riled up there. And I have to say to them, and I say to you, friends, that listen, if con is opposite of pro, is Congress opposite of progress? I ask the question to you, the listener, who is Congress? Well, they are your representatives. They are there to speak your voice. That's who they are. And you need to keep in mind that government is a reflection of who you are, because in this country, we the people are the government. And Congress are those that represent we the people. Again, food for thought. If flying is so safe, why do they call it the terminal? That's pretty morbid, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Now, let me get serious with you. There's a brand new movie coming out called Risen. And it's supposed to be of an atheist Roman soldier that started noticing things were getting out of hand after Christ was crucified, after the passion of the Christ. And that's all I can tell you because that's all I know of the movie. But there was a movie that preceded The Risen, and it was called The Passion of the Christ. Actually, Mel Gibson is the one that flipped the bill to produce that movie, to make that movie, and to distribute that movie. As a matter of fact, did you also know that Hollywood would not give Mel Gibson one red cent to help him actually produce, distribute, or create that movie? Not one cent. Now, what's interesting about that, because Hollywood soon thereafter kicked themselves in the shorts, let me tell you, 5 days after the movie The Passion of the Christ came out, over $125 million was made after the first 5 days. And interestingly enough, after 7 days, that movie made $144.6 million. When the movie went overseas, the movie The Passion of the Christ that Hollywood did not want you to see for some reason or other, it became the number one independent film ever in the history of mankind. And just to show you how you reap what you sow, good or bad, because the Bible tells us it rains on the just and on the unjust, it's interesting to note that after the first day that the movie The Passion of the Christ came out, Mel Gibson made every penny that he put into that movie back and then some, the very first day. Now, as I was just saying a couple moments ago, it's interesting to note that when the movie The Passion of the Christ came out, we were actually in Kansas. And when we were in Kansas, I had to see the movie. We were doing high school assemblies in that particular area. And I went to this movie theater. And when I went to the AMC movie theater, that's the owners, of course, I noticed they had warning signs on the movie theater windows and the doors before you actually walked into the movie theater. Friends, I've never seen these before. And it said, notice to moviegoers, The Passion of the Christ is rated R and contains graphic depictions of brutality. It is spoken in Aramaic and Latin with English subtitles. Now, I got to stop you right there because I had some wise guy at a college say, you know, look at the violence. Hey, let me tell you something. Freedom anywhere was first given unto you through the sacrifice and suffering of somebody to give you the freedoms in which you have, like it or not. If you look at a battlefield, yes, of course there's violence. But someone's right and someone's wrong. Both sides are suffering, yes, indeed. But the bottom line is, if you look at World War II, we can see that 405,399 men and women fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution of the United States of America, snuffing out that bad guy called Adolf Hitler and the Nazis, right? Yes, someone had to suffer, but if it wasn't for our family members that fought in World War II, guess what? We wouldn't have that gift called freedom today. And keep in mind, there's freedom nowhere, nowhere where someone has not first suffered to give it unto you. Okay? Going back to the sign, notice to moviegoers. AMC strongly advises parents to learn more about the film before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to enter in to see the movie The Passion of the Christ. Really? Boy, that's interesting, because I noticed that Hollywood loves to promote a little sex and a whole lot of sex, murder, and they love to promote violence to no end, even going to the point of actually showing people what cannibalism is like. That means people eating people. This is Hollywood. These are the people that did not want you to see The Passion of the Christ or your children, the Savior of men. They did not want them to look at the Christ who died on Calvary as a propitiation for the sins of mankind. Why? Because, of course, that blows the cover of Hollywood. And they don't like that. And let me give you a little history, friends, for those that did not know. During the establishment of Hollywood, you do need to keep and understand, friends, that that land where Hollywood now sits was given to preachers to establish parishes throughout the land absolutely free at its conception. So you can see without a shadow of a doubt that the church in America is derelict of duty before its God. In every sense of the word. Just saying. Now, this is what I noticed when I went in to see the movie The Passion of the Christ. The same movie's playing in the same theater as The Passion of the Christ. Passion of the Christ, sequences of violence, rated R. Warning sign. Again, friends, never seen that before a day in my life. There was also a movie there called Monster, which had strong violence, sexual content, pervasive language. That was rated R. Yet, friends, there was no warning sign. You want to talk about hypocrisy? There you have it. Another movie during The Passion of the Christ at the same time in the same theater was none other than Calendar Girl. You know, the college girl taking off her clothes in the window and the little boy looking up at the college girl. Isn't that cute, friends? Demoralize the people unless, guess what, friends, I can control them. But keep in mind, Calendar Girls had nudity, language, drug-related material. That was PG, but again, friends, only PG, okay? There was no warning sign. And one more movie that was playing that I noticed, their hypocrisy to no end concerning those in Hollywood, was 21 Grams. Geez, guys, what do you think that movie's about? Language, sexuality, violence, and drug use. And again, friends, no warning sign. The only warning sign that I've seen was the demonstration of God's love through Jesus Christ, John 15:13, and John 3:16. But I noticed when they were promoting their filth, there was no issues whatsoever. We need to get this right. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, just want to give you a quick shout-out. I wanted to tell you thank you very much for causing us and to be put in the forefront of GCN on Saturdays. We truly appreciate it. Thank you for making us the number one radio show. I'm honored, I'm humbled by God to be put in such a position. And I'm doing my best, friends, in the sense of laying myself down to make sure that you get what it is that you need from heaven every day. As a matter of fact, I was just reading the book of Acts. I just finished the book of Mark. And I want to tell you, I feed on the word of God, the bread of life. And those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall be filled. So therefore, friends, what I'm saying is I can't give what I ain't got, and I ain't got it until he gives it. And when I get it, I give it. Cool? Just wanted to make sure that you understand. Again, if you'd like to call in at any time, we're talking about many topics today. This is the message that we give across the country to high schools, colleges, tea parties. We're a favorite at the tea parties as well. And again, we know it's the message, friends, but that's the message we're giving to you today. And if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, the first segment, we were talking about the hypocrisies of Hollywood and the movies that we're playing this same time that the Passion of the Christ was played. And interestingly enough, as I said earlier, there was a sign, and it was a notice to moviegoers before they came into the theater to see the movie The Passion of the Christ that said, "The Passion of the Christ is rated R and contains graphic depictions of brutality. It's spoken in Aramaic and Latin with English subtitles, of course, so you could understand what they were saying. And AMC strongly advises parents to learn more about the film industry before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to see the movie The Passion of the Christ. Give me a break." And then I share with you, friends, that Hollywood does nothing but promote a little sex and a whole lot of sex, murder, 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 and even cannibalism. And then I ran you through some of the movies that were being played. Now, friends, notice during the first segment, I said to you that if I can demoralize you, I can control you. That's the end aim here. That's the objective. Demoralize the people. I also want you to know that all the way up until 1968 in this country, friends, before a movie could be released to the populace, to the populations in the United States of America, they were first vetted by the church in America. Guess what? The church forfeited its duty, and that's why we have a Hollywood today. Completely, again, upside down on its head. Completely contrary in the purpose of its intent. It's not for the good of the people. It's to demoralize. It's to teach them how to commit the crime. Let me say it this way, friends, because at length, that's exactly where it's coming from. It's coming from the pit of hell. They're teaching you Satanism at every given turn. Call me crazy, friends, but use a little common sense in the process. Now, going back to one of our founding forefathers, Samuel Adams, one of the Sons of Liberty, he just happened to be, listen carefully as to what he said. He said, "Well, the people are virtuous. They cannot be subdued. Look to God's moral law. But when once they lose their virtue, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader." In other words, when your allegiance is no longer towards the things of God and His Son, Jesus Christ, and your obedience, you depart wickedly from God through a lack of obedience, through disobedience. Guess what he said? He said, when once they lose their virtue, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. How about using Hollywood to do it? As a matter of fact, communists knew, folks, in the day, back in the day in the 30s, namely, Stalin knew that he could get a hold of Hollywood. He could control the world. What are they teaching you, friends? What good is Hollywood actually bringing forth? None. Zero zilch for the most part. And if they do it, it's by accident, friends. It's by accident. You know, so what I did is I came up with my own sign, and this is what it says. Tell me what you think. The notice to moviegoers should state, AMC and filmmaking hypocrites advise parents to learn more about the film industry before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to even enter into a movie theater. That's what it should be. Now, for those that are saying, oh, Bradley, you're being a little bit too hard on Hollywood. Really? Are you kidding me? No, come on. You're just jostling me, right? Hey, folks, G-rated films are far better at the box office than R-rated films are. Yet R-rated films are released 12 times more than G-rated films are. Why? Because of what I said. If I can demoralize you, guess what? You have a new daddy. G-rated films make $92.3 million on average. R-rated films make $17.9 million on average, friends. It's not about the money. They have the money. It's about breaking down the morale of the citizenry in the United States of America so they can be controlled. Matter of fact, in 1946, Production Movie Code of Motion Pictures of America. Did you know that in 1946, the Production Movie Code of Motion Pictures in America, you could not say during a movie, friends, nuts to you, dang, lousy, or jerk. It was unlawful. Here, let me say that again. You could not say during a movie, nuts to you, dang, lousy, or jerk. And P.S., if a crime was committed during a movie, the criminal had to be brought to justice before the end of the movie. That was law in this country. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen that Christmas time movie, It's a Wonderful Life, that documentary I watched on The Wonderful Life, did you know that because Potter was not judged after stealing Bailey's money, Capra, the movie director, he received more mail complaining about that than any other topic? Folks, justice is the guardian of liberty, forget it not. Now, I want you to hear this carefully because this is straight from the devil's mouth. This is Caesar. He said, give men a piece of bread and a spectacle. In other words, entertain them and I can do whatever I want to do with them. I'll say it again. Give men a piece of bread and a spectacle, entertain them, and I can do whatever I want to do with them. Now, folks, that's why this country is being destroyed right there. Tain, derived from entertain, means to stop from entering in. So as long as I'm entertaining you, even going so far as to watch a bunch of full-grown men with tights on fighting over a pig ball, did you ever think, ladies, Did you ever think that your husband would be entertained by a bunch of men with tights on fighting over a pig ball? Well, guess what? We're in them days now, aren't we? But the fact of the matter is, friends, they are. They're being entertained out of their freedoms. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. The Lord said in Hosea 4:6, going on, he said that if you forget my law, I'll forget your children. But I want to tell you, he has not forgotten the children. If he did, then I wouldn't be here. You know, Woodrow Wilson said, the 20th president of the United States of America, love him or hate him, he was right. He said, we're trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we came from or what we've been about. Oh, so what we need to do is we need to just go ahead and give a pass to the federal government that's violating the Constitution, namely Article 10 of the Bill of Rights on a daily basis by illegally indoctrinating the young people of this country. And by the way, it's not just the young people that are being indoctrinated, friends. It's you too, to accept it, like it or not. Woodrow goes on. He says, America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify that devotion to the elements of righteousness, which are derived from the Holy Scriptures, from the revelation of Holy Scriptures. Of course. As a matter of fact, Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. You know, one of the first things I do when I get in front of the young people, colleges, tea parties, churches, whatever the case, prisons, I'll ask people, do you know your founding documents? When I do a high school assembly, the whole group of kids, regardless of how many kids are in there, 1,800 kids down to 50 kids, they'll start laughing at me. And I'll look at them and I'll say, what are you laughing about? If you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights. And rights in which God has bestowed upon you, not the state, said John F. Kennedy. And then I'll ask them, how many in this room have had grandpas and grandmas and dads and moms and uncles and aunts and cousins and brothers and sisters that fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution of the United States of America, and you thought it was funny to not know what they fight, bleed, and died magnifying, namely the Constitution of the United States of America. For the next 2.5 hours, friends, I have their undivided attention. I can drop a pin on the ground. Because someone was beginning to give it unto them as a law unto themselves. I didn't need to beat them over the top of the head to listen. No, I gave it to them. I wanted them to understand that someone fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States of America, magnifying law to establish freedom. And then I'll ask them, what are you doing with that gift of freedom? So begins my program. Then I tell the young people, you know, the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War were appeal to heaven. No king but King Jesus. As a matter of fact, less than 3% of the population was used to establish what we have today. Now less than 1.7% of the population is being used to destroy what we have today because no longer is America under the blessings of God, though the mercy is still there. Now America has fallen to the judgments of God. Read Deuteronomy 28, where there's 15 blessings concerning obedience, because you love, not because you have to. And then there's actually 55 curses. Did you know that 25 of the 56 signers had seminary degrees? As a matter of fact, Thomas Paine, the least religious signer, was over in France actually denouncing the scientists over there that were attempting to take praise unto themselves that belonged to God. That's the least religious signer that we have. And just for the record, science is the study of creation. How is it that scientists discover what God created and yet they try to get God out of the equation to take praise unto themselves? America, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and fools they are. Romans 1:22. Hey, friends, did you know that on the aluminum tip of the capstone is the Latin phrase? You know it as the Washington Monument? The Latin phrase, Laus Deo, which says on the very top of that capstone, praise be to God. Oh, really? Did you know along the Stairway to the Heights are 190 carb tributes donated by states, cities, individuals, associations, and foreign governments that acknowledge holiness to the Lord, Exodus 28, search the scriptures, John 5:39, the memory of the just is blessed, Proverbs 10:7, and may heaven to this union continue its benefits.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, I want to tell you, too, while I have you here for the first hour, if you'd like to book us at any time, now's the time to do it. We're always 3 months out, and we are busy year-round. We get invitations constantly. If you'd like to have us a part of what you're doing, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, right before the break, I was talking about the monuments, national monuments, and that's the best way to actually identify who it is you are and where it is that you came from. And I was just sharing with you the Washington Monument. On the aluminum tip of the capstone is the Latin phrase, Laus Deo, praise be to God. Then I began to share with you, friends, along the Stairway to the Heights are 190 carved tributes donated by states, cities, individuals, associations, and even foreign governments. The blocks resound with quotations from Scripture from the bottom to the very top where it says, praise be to God, holiness to the Lord, Exodus 28. Search the Scriptures, John 5:39. The memory of the just is blessed, Proverbs 10:7. And such invocations as, may heaven to this union continue its benefits. Now, usually about this time, I'll do Q&A after the program's over. But I start hearing back. I get answer backs. I start to discern people's question marks, okay? And people will say, well, Bradley, they're Masons, they're Zionists, they're this, that, and the other thing. But wait a second, I'm not talking about the Masons. I'm not talking about the Zionists. I'm talking about Scripture. And it's interesting to note, well, people will stumble over these little things. They'll strain at the gnat, and they'll swallow the big camel. They'll try to avoid what Scripture says because they'll think, for some reason or other, they're attached to Jesus Christ, who rebuked hypocrites more than anybody in the history of mankind. Folks, let's just get back to the bare naked word. When we're talking about Christianity, we're talking about the Christ and what he has established in this country. Don't get caught up into all those arguments that lead to nowhere because they're a waste of time. And people are looking for stumbling blocks because they're looking for an excuse as to why they obey not the Christ themselves. Okay? I also wanted to interject at this point, friends, talking about national monuments. You need to understand, I have a friend, his name is Kevin Shipp. He's a former CIA agent. If you want to understand why the atheists and the homosexuals and the communists and this criminal administration, along with the Islamists globally, if you want to know why they're attacking the Christian religion, Kevin Shipp, the former CIA agent, wanted to let you know, he called me one day and said, Bradley, tell your listeners that his end aim and his objective is to upend America's Christian heritage along with the moral law and the Constitution in the United States of America. What's under attack, America? And isn't it interesting that if Christ wasn't, then why are they warring against someone that they say they don't believe in, right? You got to think about that. It's like the atheist. I don't believe in God. Well, listen, you don't need to believe in trucks neither. But what happens if you stand in front of one? It doesn't matter if you believed or not. But I know within yourself, because conscience means with knowledge, and God gave you a conscience, you know that God exists. And by the way, friends, the devils believe and tremble. Read the book of James. You know, G.K. Chesterton that rightly said, if there was no God, there would be no atheist. That's exactly right. It's idolatry because to the atheist, everything becomes permissible. They want to go ahead and do what they want to do in the face of the Creator that created them. And they want to deny his existence. And with all, friends, with all common sense, they have a dispensation within them just like anybody else does on this globe to know the difference between right and wrong. As a matter of fact, if you want to confuse an atheist, ask them how they know the difference between right and wrong. It's all over with because they have to make reference to God's law. Case in point, I'll share this with you. I had an atheist one time calling in the radio show. He was a bold one. The only one in 15 years. Congratulations. High five ya. But boy, did he step in it. Bradley, I just don't believe that we're a Christian nation. Really? I said, Mr. Atheist, is it against the law to kill? He said, yeah. I said, who told you that? That's number six. That's the sixth commandment, Exodus 20. Thou shalt not kill. I said, my daddy told you that. Is it against the law to commit adultery, to lie, commit the act of perjury? Yeah. Who told you that? I said, my daddy told you that because it's the ninth commandment. And you can't lie, you can't steal, you can't commit adultery. And I want to tell you something. To the Christian, he doesn't want to violate God's moral law because we understand that Christ came to fulfill that law. And we know that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And so in the natural, friends. So, friends, I just wanted to clarify, I wanted all five atheists in the United States of America to listen carefully. You know as well as I do that there's a Creator because a building has a builder. Common sense tells you so. A painting has a painter. Common sense tells me so. A creation has a Creator. Common sense tells me so. Now, if you want to leave reason, that's your bad, not mine. But I'm not leaving reason to appease your evil conscience. I'm here to open up your eyes. The light here is here to reprove your darkness. It's to pull the covering off so you might see your sin before a just and a holy God. And by the way, God's law is holy, his commandments holy, just and good. And see, interestingly enough, when the law comes, the law is spiritual, I'm carnal, sold under sin. When that law comes, all of a sudden, all the sin inside of him revives. You know, I had a guy one time say to me, Bradley Dean, man, he was one of my opposers in Minneapolis. Literally 3 to 5 times a week, friends, I was being hit by the state-controlled media, which gave me a national platform. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Where I be lifted up, Christ said, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. It's the power of God unto salvation. But everything I did, they just kept zeroing in on me and zeroing in on me and hitting me and hitting me and hitting me. It's like, whoa. He said, Bradley, one guy did. He said, you know, you got a way of bringing the worst out of people. No, that's what the law of God does. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. When a cop pulls you over, he pulls you over for what? You violating that law. The law's good. It's holy. It's just. It's pure. You're the one that's carnal and sold under sin. The law does you a favor by uncovering the sin, which drives you to the foot of the cross. To repent for your sins before a just and a holy God. Where you put your faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. See? You wouldn't go to a doctor until the doctor first told you that you had an ailment within your body. And you were going to expire unless you got the proper medicine. Jesus is the great physician, correct? What drove you to the great physician? The law brought the knowledge that there was a disease within your body which drove you to he who came to save and seek and save that which is lost. So, in saying that, I want you to understand that's what the law of God does. Man, you got a way of bringing the worst out of people. Hey, wait a second. I'm just putting the mirror up to you so you can see yourself for who you are. And most people don't like that. Just ask Cain. Right? Hey, folks, on the back of the Supreme Court building, Moses and the Ten Commandments. Big, huge inscription. Beautiful. On the back of the Supreme Court building, and it says, Justice, the Guardian of Liberty. Oh, P.S., the inscription on our Liberty Bell, Leviticus 25:10, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. Liberty written in the Decalogue. Oh, wait a second. So liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said Charles D. Montesquieu. Absolutely. So in the natural. What about Lady Liberty? Well, the torch in the statue's right hand is a symbol of freedom, the eternal flame, right? In her left hand, she holds a tablet. The tablet is what? The Declaration of Independence. The laws of nature and nature's God are written therein. Along with, we receive our inalienable rights given unto us by our Creator, as our forefathers were throwing off a tyrant across the pond named Tyrant King George, who was mentally ill. That's a fact, right? As they sought the supreme judge of the world, and as they sought divine providence for protection. Now, at her feet, speaking of Lady Liberty, the Statue of Liberty, is a broken chain. What does a broken chain symbolify, friends? It symbolizes that we are a free country. Who set us free? Let me say it this way. Who has called us the light of the world? All nations of the world acknowledge America as good because they are the light of the world. Who's the light of men? His name is Jesus Christ, John 1. Amen. Woo! Having church up in here. Bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. We are, Lord. We're kicking the hell out and we're getting the heaven in. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, so let's give America the knowledge that they need to have so they can understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church because they understand the good fight of faith. And guess what America is doing now? They're standing up and they're fighting the good fight of faith because now they have the faith of the author of their faith, the Son of God. We want to receive the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. We better derive it from the right one, and he being the Son of Man, his name is Jesus Christ. Hey, folks, inscripted at the feet of Lady Liberty, the Statue of Liberty, is liberty enlightening the world. Read Isaiah 51:4. We got hour two coming up on the other side of this break. 1-866-582-9933.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.